Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter, 520 and a half, D-sweet down 2 cents, 698 and three quarters, and November beans up 3¾ cents at 1266 and a quarter. No exports today. The Chinese holiday ends tonight, so we might see some Chinese business in the morning. The Dow Jones right now is up 187 points, but it's 200 points off its highs. The world is waiting to see what China is going to do with Evergrande. Are they going to allow the bankruptcy? Are they going to bail them out? Nobody really knows. But it seems like the worst of it's over temporarily. Maybe if they let them fail, there'll be one more shut down, and that might be a buying opportunity in the stock market. Crude oil is up 54. That helped rally the bean oil up 24 points overnight. The crop ratings, again, corn 10% harvested versus 9 on average. Wheat planting 21% done versus 21 done versus 18 on average. Beans and corn improved 1 percentage point. 58 on beans, 59 on corn. Those are both up 1 percentage point. Australia still is dry out here. We're getting a lot of rain across the Midwest here today. That'll slow harvest progress temporarily, but it looks like we're going to step into a pretty good long stretch of dry weather here, and I think, you know, harvest will be right on track again. These rains aren't real heavy, but certainly helping replenish some of the soil moisture that's out there. The weather around, you know, we're still dry in the southern plains. Australia is still way too dry. They don't expect any rain for at least a week there. So that's of concern, and it should help support the wheat market out here a little bit. But overall, we've got to see what the Chinese are going to do here. Looks like possibly a risk-on day here. The worst of it seemed to be yesterday, though any Chinese announcement will certainly hammer this market one way or the other. The dollar's down 11 ticks, but still strong at 93.14. So we're certainly not encouraging any exports there. The market's still very concerned about the exports on soybeans. We could be significantly under USDA projections out here, and they may change that as of the October report. In the meantime, we're going to have to take a look at the stocks at the end of the month. I think it's a week from Thursday on the 30th, and that'll give us a little bit clearer picture. But these yields are very variable out here. Some great yields, some very poor yields, as you would expect. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, parts of Indiana. Illinois is some great corn, some corn that certainly isn't up to expectations. Iowa, some record yields, some poor yields. You know, it's really variable out here. But I think the USDA is still pretty close to being on the money. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.